This is Jessica.
Oh, hi. This is Roy. I left a note in your car.
Hi, Roy.
Hi.
Yeah, I just want to know what happened. We weren't in this for long.
Oh, I just walked by with a key and, like, scraped the side all up. Did zigzag lines. But then I felt bad, so I left the note.
Well, why did you do that?
I'm just kind of a jerk, and I've been off my meds for a long time now.
Okay. So you have insurance?
Oh, no. I don't think insurance would even cover that. I mean, it's not like I was driving. I don't even own a car.
So you were just walking around?
Yeah, just walking around keying cars. But then I felt bad.
I don't understand.
I had a mood swing, and then I'm like, scribble, scribble, wrote a big note for you, and then I left. Actually, I ran away after I left the note.
Okay, well, how do you intend on paying for this, then?
I'm not going to pay for it. The key didn't cut that deep, so it's not like that big of a deal, really.
Okay. That's fine. You obviously have bigger issues than...
Than
king people's car, so...
Yeah.
Well, do you do this often?
Oh, pretty much every day. Well, thanks for being understanding, though. I mean, you know, Merry Christmas and stuff.
Why even leave a number then at that point?
Well, because I'm apologizing. Isn't that nice of me?
That's kind of useless, don't you think?
Kind of. I'm just kidding. I didn't key your car. It's just like a fake note. There's no damage to your car, was there?
Well, there was just some paint chips on the door, so that's the only thing I could think of that anything, but I didn't notice any major damage. That's why I was trying to ask you what happened.
Oh, no. That wasn't me. Whatever that is, it wasn't me, I promise. That was a friend of mine left that note on your car and put my number on it.
Is it like a joke? Like, is this
yes.
like a prank that he does?
Yes, it's an immature
prank. I don't think it's funny.
Well, it's not, but it's like, it's you know, it's better than having your car keyed up by a psycho, so you have to look at it that way.
Yeah. Because I didn't see any key marks on my car, so then I definitely thought that was not my car.
So now you should just be...
I don't know.
You should just be happy and thankful that your car was never keyed up.
That doesn't even make sense. Someone should be happy and thankful that some idiot decided to leave a note on someone's car and make them think that it was damaged to their car, take time to call, and then tell them a story, and then tell them, like, you should be thankful nothing happened.
Yeah, aren't you? I mean...
No, I'm not. This is a waste of my time. This is a waste of your time. Don't you have something better to be doing?
This is like that scene in Fight Club where they pretend they're going to kill the guy and then they don't kill him. And they're like, his breakfast will taste better tomorrow than it has ever tasted in his life.
No, this isn't like that.
It's exactly like that. You should be thankful.
No, this isn't like that. People don't walk around just keying people's car randomly unless they do have mental issues.
That's
nor do
the
they
point.
Have people call them with a fake situation. Obviously, you have issues if you're going to do that and think that somebody should be thankful, and especially if you're going to reference Fight Club. Are you some kind of moron?
Kind of, I guess.
I have a very busy work life. I'm not even in the state anymore right now. I took time out of my day to see what the hell someone was talking about. I don't know what your issue is or what you got going on, but don't call this number again,
okay.
And you should probably try to get some help.
Well, you can at least say thank you for not keying your car.